The Massachusetts Board of Higher Education finds itself in a dilemma. Yesterday, it approved an ambitious plan to monitor the financial situation of the private nonprofit colleges in the state. Now, it has to weigh the survival of those colleges against the interests of students. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
The Department of Higher Education's priorities are clear. Protect the students from enrolling in colleges that might not last through their graduation. If they didn't know it before the abrupt closure of Mount Ida College last year, they know it now.
You know, Mount Ida showed a glaring gap in our ability to deal with students' needs.
Commissioner of Higher Education Carlos Santiago praises two other colleges, Newberry and Hampshire, for coming forward with warnings that they are in financial trouble.
But not all institutions want to be very forthcoming. The last thing they want to do is go to a regulator and say, we're having financial difficulties. Can you come and help? So I think what we want to do is to strike a balance.
The key, Santiago says, is maintaining confidentiality so that disclosing a college's financial information does not hasten its closure.
How do you get the institution to have enough trust and confidence that the information they're providing you, you're not going to simply put it on a spreadsheet and send it out?
But if the information is kept confidential, students could apply to colleges that may not be able to graduate them. Nick Dukoff, co-founder of EdMIT, a Boston startup that compiles information on how much colleges are willing to give in financial aid, says a private company could provide information about colleges' financial health.
I also think there's a place in the market for a consumer information site that can be focused on providing information for the consumer without any of those constraints that the department or board may have so that there's not that conflict.
The Board of Higher Education wants to start monitoring colleges' financial situation by this fall. If it identifies that a college is in trouble, it would monitor that college to make sure it can stay open through the current academic year and the next one. If not, it would force the college to make plans for transferring its students to other colleges and for announcing its closure.
You know, I understand that colleges are worried about one particular scenario, that a college that is not actually yet sufficiently fragile that action should be taken gets identified publicly and that families step away from that school and cause the failure of that school by that early notification.
Board of Higher Education Chairman Chris Gabrielli says by the time a college would have to disclose it is in financial trouble, the school would already be in a dire situation.
We're only asking that a school be able to stay open for the next coming year. So I think this is like the minimal standard.
That may not be enough for students and parents. Holly Orff's daughter got the admission letter from Newberry College last fall, only to find out days later that the college would be closing. She's now scrambling to find another college for the fall.
I'd like to know ahead of time, way, way ahead of time.
Orff does not think she and her daughter got nearly enough warning that Newberry College was in dire financial straits. She believes applicants should know a college can survive the next 4 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.